The meeting was organised to discuss the ongoing problems with water infrastructure in South Innishowen, the Manor Cunningham, Pluck and Letterkenny areas. I was accompanied at the meeting with Deputy Potter McLaughlin and Councillor Terry Crossan. And during our discussions, we were talking about the current water shortages and bursts that the people in Manor Cunningham and Ross Bracken Pluck areas were experiencing. And, you know, we were asking them what was the problems there. And they were quite candid about it in that they said that the infrastructure there was coming to the end of its life. There was old asbestos piping and that it needed to be replaced. And when we pushed them further on that, they said they had no plans at this time to replace the infrastructure, which I found totally not good enough. And I made them aware of that there. I said that the people in that area deserved a better service than what they were currently receiving, and that they would need the, as soon as possible, replace the ailing infrastructure in that particular area. During further discussions, we raised I raised the issue around the lack of infrastructure in the Bonagee, Scribery and Leck areas of Letterkenny. And we had a long discussion around that, and whilst I accept that Irish Water have a network development plan for Letterkenny, and that they have fairly good and indicative suggestions of how they address it, what they don't have is a commitment to funding, and you know, from central government. And I would go further and say that Irish Water haven't got the funding to regret those proposals. And for us in Letterkenny, that's a very serious problem. Currently in Letterkenny, we are working on the development of a Letterkenny area plan, and it's become quite clear during those discussions that the future development of Letterkenny must be south, the south side of the town, and not in the Leck Scribery area.
And indeed, with development all over these areas, the current system simply can't cope, and it won't cope much longer.
Well, look, in the town, like recent years, we have built a state-of-the-art water treatment plant in Letterkenny. It's currently working well below its capacity, yet there's no sewers available for residents, as I said, in the Port Road, Four Lane area, Scribely, Leck, Drumnahoe or Banagee areas. And, you know, when we challenged the Irish Water officials as to when this infrastructure we put in place, they indicated that it would need to be developer-led, that again, they hadn't the funding or the resources at this time to do that. And, you know, again, that's not good enough. Not for a town the size of Letterkenny and its development into a city. It's one of the five regional centres identified in the 2040 plans. And which I accept that in some way developers need to make a contribution towards the future development of some of our water and wastewater infrastructure, I think it has to be in the main be done by Irish Water. Because what we need is a proper water and wastewater strategy that would help Letterkenny grow into a city. And that means proper and sustained investment from Irish Water in a strategic way that will allow for orderly development. We've seen what developer-led infrastructure has done to Letterkenny. It has allowed the Glencairn, Ballybow areas to be just built on houses on top of houses without an organised and development strategy. And we've seen all the mechanical plants dotted right across the town that have failed or are failing and are at the end of life. And what we need is proper infrastructure put in place. So Deputy McLaughlin now is going to take this further and raise it at a national level. And what we need is for Irish Water to get the necessary funding to help with putting in place the necessary infrastructure that will sustain and help Letterkenny grow and be a city in the future.